City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm John Smith. Central New Yorkers may hold the misperception that veterans in poverty and homelessness have been well taken care of, and it's no longer an issue that needs to be addressed. Part of our City Limits project is a series we're calling On the Front Lines to shed light on individuals and organizations dealing with the causes and effects of poverty. In this installment, you'll learn more about one place doing just that. Functional Zero initiative about 3 years ago in Syracuse and Onondaga County aimed to get homeless veterans off the streets. That might mean placing them at a shelter with a goal of getting them into permanent housing. The number of veterans requiring help has declined, according to the Housing and Homeless Coalition, but the need is ongoing. The individual reasons vary. It could be a younger veteran who recently completed their military service or older veterans still struggling. On an early October morning, I visited Clear Path for Veterans in Chittenango to meet with a member of the team. I'm greeted by Adam Coleman in the lodge. He is a big-built, tall man in his mid-30s with a beard.
Hey,
John.
Hey, how you doing?
Adam.
Adam, nice to meet you, buddy.
Hey, good to meet you.
Have you ever been here before?
Yeah, a long time ago when you first
opened. Oh, that's right. Actually. Well, let me show you around.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, every Wednesday we do our canteen. It's a free meal for veterans and their families.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how are we going?
How are you?
And,
what a view there.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, we've got all eras, you know, World War II vets, Vietnam, Korea, Iraq.
He offers me a guided golf cart tour of the grounds as we get acquainted.
All right, those should work.
Okay.
But mainly it's just for people to use. Recreation.
Wow, look at this.
It's so ridiculous. And then, you know, these clearings when it opens up, then you can just see, look at that, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so as you're hiking, just randomly, you know, those views open up.
And we do a little off-roading.
You're a good driver.
Yeah. I'll say that at the end if we get there.
Transitioning back to civilian life in Austin, Texas after his final tour of duty was difficult.
Did you ever have to deal with homelessness or poverty?
It's a difficult question.
Uh-huh.
Because when you say homeless, you know, typically you think of a guy on the bridge, has no options, you know, is there because he has to be. I lived out of my truck, me and my dog, for a long time.
Did you?
And we would just hike together. We spent a lot of time on national forests, camping and doing that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time, like, sleeping on people's couches, going to, you know, sleeping on my parents.
Sure.
So I don't know, I was still getting a little disability from the VA. So it wasn't that I couldn't find a place somewhere. It's just, I don't know, I wasn't stable enough. I preferred to be on the road, preferred to be moving, you know?
Sure.
And so I don't know, I think that's one side of homelessness that, especially working with the peers, that I've never realized before. Yeah, there's people that are homeless, but that's how they want to live.
The peer-to-peer program at Clear Path usually deals with 40 new clients every month who might be on the verge of losing housing because they can't afford it or they're already homeless and dealing with poverty. Coleman says veterans often don't qualify for assistance until they officially become displaced and homeless first. That might seem counterintuitive. He wishes that help for them could happen before their situations become dire.
It's like every veteran's different, you know? Like for me, it was cooking. You know, I was in the chef world before this, and that, like, was my therapy. You know, for some people, it's dogs. For some people, it's outdoors, you know?
Yeah.
For some people, it's working with wood or it's art. And So that's why, you know, it's so incredible for us to have all these little pockets of, you know, whatever.
There's a multitude of services for veterans, but Coleman explains the peer-to-peer team at ClearPath often directs clients to the right service providers because they can be worried that they don't know who to contact.
But having someone in their corner and saying, hey, you know, I don't know if there's something I can do, but together, let's figure it out. Even just that is a huge relief and a huge weight off their back because all alone, they don't know what to do.
And sometimes that means an extra helping hand.
One of the biggest things that we do here, we have something called the Samaritan Fund. It's not a lot of money, but people donate to it, and it's loose money, I'll say, for us to help veterans in need. You know, and because we get sometimes that people are here and they're like, look, I got a new job, I can save my house. This job requires steel-toed work boots, and I can't buy them until my first paycheck. And they're in that weird limbo where if they don't have those work boots, they can't start work. If they can't start work, they can't buy the work boots, and then they can't do that, then they can't. So those $100 for steel-toed work boots changes that person's lives.
Founder of ClearPath for Veterans, Melissa Spicer, says they hear from one or two veterans daily who are facing the potential of being homeless.
The perception that the veterans are all set intrigues me, because why would we think that poverty, you know, we always talk about wanting to end poverty, we want to end homelessness, but yet for every other population, we don't see that it's been, that they're well cared for. So I'm curious, you know, just from a community standpoint, what would make everybody think that the veterans are already taken care of?
Spicer says that we frequently hear about funding for veterans, but she says people miss the broader point that veterans have formed what she calls a protective community and take care of each other.
The only people that understand the life cycle of service is someone that has served. So you're trained and forever changed. So the peer side of it is certainly the initial interaction, the initial prioritization, certainly referring, but it's that holistic support from the community, the broader community, that is so critical to this working.
She adds that veterans bring value, leadership, service, and limitless other benefits and should be looked upon as an investment. A holistic community approach gives people hope. How do veterans end up in poverty or become homeless? Chief Operating Officer Alex Bem explains that veterans don't always have a set group of rules.
I think it's important to note that being homeless is not living underneath a bridge or outside all the time. If you're couch surfing and don't have a place to go on a regular basis that you can be established at and call it your own, you are considered to be a homeless veteran as well.
Finding veterans work through the Warriors Working Program is something that Bem coordinates. He says it's not a matter of just matching someone with a job opening. They make sure the applicant is qualified. They also don't want the veterans to settle for any job. They'd rather do a little soul searching for their own identity for the future career they desire.
There's veterans calling us and walking through the door on a daily basis, whether they need that intensive career service support or they just need a referral to somebody who is hiring veterans at the time. It is on a daily basis. We get phone calls for veterans who are transitioning from our local military establishments, who are going to other parts of the United States, who want to get a jump start on their careers as well. So we'll work with them to help them with that transition so they don't go somewhere and find themselves without work.
Employers from 23 counties in the state frequently contact ClearPath interested in hiring veterans for current openings. Both Bem and Spicer feel that poverty and homelessness among veterans can be intertwined. The 2015 declaration announced an end to homelessness for veterans in Syracuse and Onondaga County. Housing and Homeless Coalition of CNY Director Megan Stewart explains.
There's been a decrease in homeless veterans in our annual point in time count every year. We cut it in half over the past 3 years. We're down to, in our last count, which was in January, down to 19 veterans in shelter at the time, when we were used to seeing around 40 to 50 veterans in shelter.
Stewart says there was a misconception that there would never be another homeless veteran in the county.
What was meant by the End to Veteran Homelessness was we created systems to make sure that any veteran experiencing homelessness was able to exit that crisis quickly and be housed rapidly and provided with supports they needed to get out of crisis.
The options for veterans facing poverty and homelessness are becoming so specialized, veterans are moving here from other states for care.
Melissa, this is John.
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Melissa Ott became homeless last March and officially arrived to Syracuse in July, mainly to get medical services at the Syracuse VA. She came from North Carolina with absolutely nothing. You'd never know it, though. She has an indomitable smile and is wearing a patriotic sweatshirt.
Gonna unlock myself.
Sure.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
She served in U.S. Navy intelligence in the 80s, but became disabled and can't work. A major turning point happened in 2011. Her PTSD worsened, and she no longer wanted to go outside or anywhere.
Because I was agoraphobic.
She came to Syracuse because the VA Medical Center had the services she needed.
The Syracuse VA has an awesome PTSD treatment.
Sure.
And I've got severe PTSD.
Just over a month ago, she received her service dog. The Great Dane looks like an oversized Dalmatian.
That dog right there saved my life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I go out of the house now. Yeah, but if it wasn't for the VA, I wouldn't be able to still go out.
Her service dog allows her to keep her balance walking up and down stairs. Melissa says she's so grateful of the assistance she's received from the Veterans Administration and local service organizations. Still, she knows the process for getting help can be a long and winding road for a veteran.
You know, so you can only depend on the VA and these outreach programs. One thing that could be improved on is a lot of services we don't know about.
She tells me it's tough when a person has nothing.
You know, I still have one bath towel, one hand towel, but that's really all I need. Now, granted, I want more, but that's all I need.
She wishes services were more centrally located for veterans in poverty and are homeless.
And so it needs to be, like, put together and somehow coordinate, you know, with all these programs. And
until she met Adam Coleman from Clear Path for Veterans and received her service dog, she hadn't stepped outside of her apartment.
Once I learned Adam was a veteran, that kind of encouraged me, you know, to know that I was safe. And
Melissa has limited pots, pans, and dishware. Other essentials really add up fast after she pays her monthly rent out of her monthly assistance.
Pick up some of the sheets, towels, stuff like that.
For real?
Yeah, we got a gift card.
No way. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We'll that is so awesome.
Go shopping.
You have no idea. I could cry. Oh, thank you so much, Adam.
Yeah, of course.
Melissa Spicer from ClearPath wants to see the entire community embrace that type of caring. That would ensure that veteran poverty and homelessness remain a priority.
Members of the community keep it at the forefront that it is our responsibility to care for those who have served. And it's not about a handout, it's about a hand up. And be engaged. Just be engaged. Don't let this population fade away with the sunset. That, for me, is my biggest concern, because for those of us that don't serve, you know, it's like, what's the new thing we're going to fight for? So let's keep the veteran space in the conversation always. So I would say from the community, just get engaged. Get to know this population, support it. And do it forever. Do it for a lifetime. It's worth it.
For City Limits, I'm John Smith.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org. And subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.